joining us, John Taylor, in yesterday's market report. Market was down. CBS reporting they think it's due to earnings reports that were not necessarily pleasing. John, good morning.
Well, good morning. And, of course, we need to remind ourselves once in a while that when you buy a stock, you're basing that on the prospect of future earnings, so those earnings reports are important. Of course, the market did get slapped around yesterday. The Dow was down 179 points. Now, the futures are up about 28 points this morning. It appears the market's still chewing on and trying to digest those disappointing jobs numbers that the government released on Friday. But just to show you how sensitive the market is to earnings, take an example of SodaStream. Now, you've seen their commercials on TV. You may not be aware that's an Israeli company, and on Saturday they announced that their new, quote, brand ambassador is going to be none other than Scarlett Johansson. Well, that didn't help them yesterday. That stock lost 25% of its value simply because they slightly missed Wall Street's expectations in terms of earnings. Now, their fourth quarter sales were up 24%, and in spite of that, they missed what Wall Street was expecting. The stock lost 25% of its market value. In fact, yesterday, if you looked at the 10 sectors that make up the S&P 500, all 10 of them were down. Consumer discretionary companies like Kohl's, for example, down over 6%. Energy companies also got hammered yesterday. And in the Dow, which is only 30 stocks, the only stock that was up yesterday was Merck. Well, we'll see what happens today because there's a lot of earnings report coming out this morning. In fact, we get a couple big banks this morning. J.P. Morgan reporting profits that slightly beat Wall Street's expectations, even though their net was down from the previous year. Their earnings for this quarter came in at a little over $5 billion. It was hurt by the fact that last week they agreed to pay $2.6 billion to settle allegations related to Bernie Madoff's notorious Ponzi scheme. During 2013, the country's biggest bank, J.P. Morgan, paid out over $20 billion to settle various claims and arbitrations and legal issues with the government and with others. But their stock was up 33% last year in spite of that. And here's an interesting tidbit. Google making an acquisition for $3.2 billion for buying a company called Nest Labs, which makes, quote, intelligent thermostats and smoke alarms. By the way, this company was founded by a former Apple executive who's known as the godfather of the iPod. And analysts say that this will allow Android, the operating system that Google controls, of course, to have a major role in automation of your home. One analyst says this, quote, home automation is one of the bigger opportunities when you talk about the Internet of Everything. And, of course, they expect Android to play a significant role there. The other bank reporting this morning, Wells Fargo, the country's biggest mortgage lender, reporting earnings about 2 cents a share better than Wall Street was expected. But in the case of J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo, both in both cases, their earnings and their revenue was down over the same quarter of last year. And this might make you feel a little bit better. The U.S. government reported a record surplus in the month of December. The surplus was $53.2 billion. And you wonder where that came from? Well, part of it came from record payments from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. You remember the government took them over in 2008 when the financial crisis happened. So far, Fannie and Freddie have received $187.5 billion of loans from the federal government, and Fannie and Freddie have already paid them back $185 billion, but they're treating that as revenue, dividends, and it goes into the Treasury. They say that Fannie and Freddie still owes them $187.5 billion, even though Fannie and Freddie have paid them back $185 billion so far.
Wow, John. You know, I look at that term you had earlier. Youngsters growing up in the past wanted to be firemen, policemen, maybe even president of the United States, but none had ever wanted to be godfather of the iPod.
It's quite a title, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern Agee & Leach. He can give you some ideas or answer some questions you may have about what he brought up during the broadcast or something that's on your mind. He's located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith.